Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open for texts only, 844-967-2789. Reason for texts only is that Devil Radio has just moved into a larger studio. Very happy for them, and I'll tell you what, that requires a lot of new phone lines and a lot of other stuff. We're waiting on AT&T. So for now, 844-967-2789, open for texts only. And while you're at it, I strongly encourage everybody to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google stores and download our app, or you know something? Sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Get your favorite shows with you 24/7, wherever you go, and also click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out in the state every day, questioning our elections, questioning the integrity of our elections, which is the same thing as questioning our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the clearest, strongest voices standing up for our elections and standing up for our democracy. Well, the Republican Party in Wisconsin, and by the way, before I get into this, I was thinking of what we were talking about, the text just now. If you are interested in the Middle East, if you are interested in dangers to democracy over there, or any of that, there's a new novel that just was published. And a dimension that I have that doesn't come out on the radio is I'm also a novelist, and my latest novel is called Milwaukee Jihad. Milwaukee Jihad. It was just released in January from Speaking Volumes Publisher. Get it wherever books are sold. You go on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever. If you read that, the premise of it is a 9/11 attack is planned on the State of the Union, which this year is going to be taking place in early March. And a handful of people have to stop it. And if I do say so myself, it's a damn good novel. But it also gets into a lot of these issues we've been talking about. So if you want my perspective or some historical perspective on all this, read Milwaukee Jihad by Matt Flynn. Well, let's get to Wisconsin. Gableman embarrasses himself again. So does Voss. I want to give you an update on this. And there's a couple of things to keep in mind. It's been 7 months now since Gableman has launched his investigation. He was hired by Voss last June, right after Trump threatened Voss, said he wasn't doing enough to undo the Wisconsin election. Voss got scared, wanted to look compliant. Kapenga of Waukesha County, president of the Senate, was even worse. He sucked up massively to Trump, and he sends him a message. He says, I wear socks with your pictures on them. And I am but a bobby pin to you, Thor's hammer, which is a very weird thing for one guy to say to another. These are very sick people in the leadership of the Republican Party in this state. Well, a bipartisan bunch of business leaders just wrote letters of support for Wisconsin election officials. And one of them, Tom Florsheim, whom I know, he's an excellent businessman, said that Gableman's harassing and threatening election officials is, quote, bad for the state and bad for the business climate. And that's significant. The business community is a constituency of the Republican Party. If you alienate them by doing this kind of fascist stuff, you are going to ultimately destroy your party. You may have already. I think people are starting and willing to push back. When Mike Pence the other day finally broke with Trump, said that Trump was wrong, that he had no ability to reverse the certifications for president, and only the American people should vote for the presidency, he said it at a meeting of the Federalist Society. Now, he got a standing ovation. These are all Republicans. They're all the ones that have pushed to get right-wing justices on the Supreme Court. You'd think that they'd be pro-Trump. The worm is turning. They are starting to turn. And I thought that that was a very, very good sign. But in addition to that, if you take a look around, Kathy Bernier, the legislator from Chippewa County who's retiring, she attacked Gableman's review as a charade. She said, no one should falsely, quote, no one should falsely accuse our state elections officials of cheating, because she was one of them. At one time, she was the clerk up in Chippewa County. She knew that the folks in Chippewa County are not crooked. And I'm going to tell you something. Where my folks lived and my mom was a poll worker, the folks in Sheboygan County are not crooked either, or Washington County, or Milwaukee County, or Dane County, or any county. A former New Jersey governor, Christine Todd Whitman, called the Gableman investigation, quote, part of a national disinformation campaign designed to keep the lies of the 2020 election fraud alive. Back in October, Gableman told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, I don't have a comprehensive understanding of how elections work. Oh, really? So what? You're going to get $11,000 a month forever? He's the one that decides when it's over to go to school and find out? He immediately goes to Arizona to investigate the Cyber Ninja audit to bring it back here. He went to a symposium in South Dakota put on by Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy with the mustache. You know that guy? He's all full of conspiracy theorists. All full of conspiracy theorists. So the worm is starting to turn. The worm is starting to turn on the Republican Party. When you have the business community and people as far ranging, not just as Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Kathy Bernier, Christine Todd Whitman, and increasingly even the Federalist Society, saying we're not going to put up with this anymore. This is laying the groundwork for some candidate in the Republican primary other than Trump to be the nominee in 2024. Now, I'll tell you something. In 2024, I'm for Joe Biden. I'm Joe Biden's man. I was in this election. He's a damn good president. But I would rather see the Republicans put up somebody who is not a sociopath, is not a freak, and is not attacking our democracy. Well, this is also manifesting itself on the document destruction and theft by Trump. Remember something, Trump took 15 boxes of documents with him the day he left the presidency, loaded them on the helicopter and took them to Mar-a-Lago. That's a felony. It's a felony to take records from a presidential administration that's supposed to be archived by the National Archive. And they're supposed to be maintained for historians and for future review. I mean, ultimately, former presidents pass away, but what they did or how they communicated with people is very important in foreign policy, among other things. John Thune, he's the number two Republican from South Dakota, senator, right after Moscow Mitch. If Moscow Mitch buys the farm, John Thune will be the majority leader. And he attacked Trump for taking those boxes. And he just said, quote, Trump should be held to the same standards regarding documents as any other citizen. It was a great statement, and it's a very, very true statement. Even worse, now this one gave me the willies. Frankly, this is strange. I got to tell you, it's a little strange. A former White House aide said that on more than one occasion, she'd walk into Trump's office while he was ripping up documents, because you knew he ripped a lot of them up, and he was chewing some and eating some of them. this guy's a strange rager, okay? Look, I've heard of, you know, crime novels. I write novels. I like them, where guys will eat like a ransom note, or they'll eat something so that they don't get prosecuted. Because once they eat it, you're not going to retrieve it at all. However, you're the president of the United States sitting in the Oval Office. munching on documents. This is sad. This is cold, very sad and cold. He is not a small man. He's a man of size, but even he cannot eat 15 boxes of documents. So he stole 15 boxes, but who knows what he ate? I mean, some of these boxes apparently have notes from Kim Jong-un in them. Remember Kim Jong-un, the sociopath from North Korea, is the guy that kidnapped Otto Warmbier, University of Virginia student, and tortured him for a year, sent his body back to his parents because Trump had called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. So he retaliated because he's sensitive about his stature. And Trump never did anything to rescue Otto Warmbier. And then what he did was, when Otto Warmbier died, was tortured, Trump goes, I asked Kim Jong-un if he was in on it. He said, no. Yeah, right. In North Korea, Kim Jong-un didn't know that. He said, I love Kim Jong-un. He wrote me a love letter. That's what he said. Those are his exact words. This is a sick puppy. This is a sick puppy. I really want to know which one, which document he was munching on. And it was more than one occasion that he was munching on him. The idea, you know what's really funny about all this? Whenever I talk to Republicans before, they go, oh, but Hillary's emails. Hillary's emails. I'm not hearing anything about Hillary's emails now. No Republicans calling me up going, but Hillary's emails. Hillary didn't eat her emails. She didn't steal her emails. She didn't take boxes of emails and hide them. There's nothing wrong with her emails. Jeb Bush used a private server for his own emails when he was a presidential candidate. That was blown out of proportion, but nevertheless, you will not hear a single Republican now go, oh, but Hillary's emails. She ate some of her emails. Well, no, she didn't eat any of her emails. Trump ate some of his emails. Trump took 15 boxes of stuff. This is wrong. It was a felony. Shouldn't have done it. John Thune hit him on it. Nobody will defend the guy. Very sad. Very strange. Going to a break? Lines are open to text only, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.